Yes, with pleasure. I'd like to welcome everyone on today's Lakralo Government Working Group. On Friday, the 14th of December at 2200 UTC. On the Spanish channel, we have Sergio Salinas Porto, Natalia Enciso, Antonio Medina Gomez, Juan Manuel Rojas, and Silvia Adeline Leite. On the English channel, we have Pierre Kanan Telusing. And apologies, we also have Jose Arce on the Spanish channel. We have from staff Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruta. Our interpreters this evening are Veronica and David. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify the speakers on the other language channel. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call, and over to you, Jose Arce and Antonio Medina. Thank you.
This is Antonio Medina speaking. Thank you very much, Gisela. I would like to quickly explain that I had a problem. I was in a building and I had communication problems with my cell phone, and now I'm out of that building. I am at a higher floor. I am in another office. So now I'm only, or I have some documents and with my cell phone, so I don't have my computer in front of me. So I cannot follow the agenda. So could you please, Jose Arce, help me in reading the agenda and to proceed with a follow-up of these items on the agenda while we are developing this agenda? I will do the corresponding intervention. Thank you very much. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Antonio. The first item on the agenda. Here we have a draft with a list of the members, and we have the objectives of the group. I would like to clarify that due to certain circumstances, this group was not able to move forward so quickly, so we are on the 31st item. The first item, as I said before, is objectives of the group. But Antonio, before starting with point number one, I would like to just to be able to plan or the dates for this working group. So I would like to know your availability to work, or your availability to see if you can work during the rest of the month in January, because we are quite delayed in our activities, and that would be something very important. And I would like to define that right now. This is Antonio Medina speaking again. In terms or regarding your question, well, we have been working in a topic that is quite important for Lacralo, that generates lots of expectations, and it's very important. And this has to do with Lacralo and its future. We have focused on research about administrative information, which is current and relevant, that could be applied to Lacralo as an organization. So in that respect, we have found the concept of a corporate government or corporate governance. We have carried out a very deep research, and we have researched some organizations which are applying these rules of corporate governance. And as I explained before, I have just sent a document to Silvia Vivanco for her to post it on the AC room so that you can read it. And I would like to recommend or suggest that we get involved with the concept, because these are some ideas that we might implement quickly in Lacralo. So so as to be able to have a better organization in the future. I would also like to add something to your second question, or to the second part of your question. Evidently, these 2 months have been very busy for us due to a lot of activities that we are carrying out. As you know, we have the governance forum in Bogota. We participated remotely, and then we participated in the IGF in Baku. So we have been very focused on the activities in Dubai, with the meeting being held there in the WCIT. So I would like to present my excuses, or to excuse, because the deliverables that were supposed to be delivered were not delivered, but we keep on working, and we will be working in December and January so that we can have a final document or a more elaborate document so that we can contribute to LACRALO. Jose, could you please go on? This is Jose Arce. I see Fatima. Fatima has her hand up. Fatima, you have the floor. Antonio Medina speaking. Fatima, you have the floor. This is Fatima. Thank you very much. Antonio, I think that Jose's question is more concrete in terms of your availability, your time availability, in terms of the months, remaining months, and how we're going to manage, because we have wasted a lot of time, we have done nothing, and the other groups have already delivered their results, and we need to have results at the end of December. We have now spent 26 minutes in this call, and we still do not have the objectives of this working group, not even a draft of those objectives. And the document I saw that you sent regarding the corporate governance has nothing to do with the work of our working group in the governance working group. I know that you have many problems and difficulties to manage your times and the meetings, but if you agree, I would like to propose that Jose Arce be the coordinator of this group so that we can have something more concrete. It was also discussed here in this group about the fact of reviewing the MOU and the bylaws, and we were not able to do this because we are running out of time. So I would like to know what you think about this and about what you think about the rest of the agenda. Thank you. This is Antonio Medina. Is there any other question in this regard? Yes, this is Jose Arce speaking. I see Sergio Salinas Poto. He has his hand up. Sergio, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Antonio. This is Sergio Salinas Poto. I'm going to put my hand down, but I will continue speaking. I would like to say that I do agree with something that Fatima says. I think that we can work together. We need to achieve the fact that our colleagues in the region assume their responsibilities and involved in the future. So replacing one colleague to put someone else, well, we are in a hurry and we have activities to fulfill. So let's make an effort. Let's make an effort, all effort all together, and let's help Antonio to work. If Antonio needs help, he will request that help, will need to adapt. But it is not just a question of replacing someone who has responsibilities. So I propose is the following. We all have the will to work and finish our activities with a final document drafted by our working group. So let's start working at once. Antonio should go on being the coordinator. Let's start writing something, a draft, to start working, and let's discuss this draft. We can do that in a week or a week and a half, and that will help us to finish the activities of our work. Thank you very much. And for the records, this was Sergio Salinas Porto. This is Jose Arzo speaking. Antonio, I would like to request the floor. Antonio, Jose, you have the floor. This is Jose speaking. Well, my question was aimed at Fatima was explaining. I asked you about your work availability because, to tell you the truth, this is my point of view. There was a delay in our working group, and we have a shared fault, but we need to get results as soon as possible. So I would like to know, and I would like to define in this meeting, who will be willing to work in the following weeks, the rest of December and January, just to get to February with almost final work. So if there is anyone who cannot participate in December and who goes on holidays in January, well, we should need to pay attention to this, to move aside and leave places to other people who would like to work. That was my question. I ask you, Antonio, but this question is also referred to or goes to all the other members of the group. I need to have a strong working group with no many members just to be able to move forward and go out of this phase. So, Antonio, that was my question. What is your available time in December, and how much time would you be able to devote to this working group during December and January? That was my question. This is Antonio Medina speaking. Thank you, Jose. Is there any other question before answering Jose's answer? This is Jose speaking. Antonio, Fatima has her hand up. Antonio, Fatima, you have the floor. This is Fatima speaking. Please, I don't want you to misunderstand this. I know that you have many personal problems, so I would like to relieve you from working so much, but the idea is to move forward and to have a final result. We need to work in group, but how many people will be involved? Six people. So we are reaching the end of the deadline and we are not having results. So we are going to just move away from the final objective or the main objective of this working group. That was my question. Antonio Medina speaking. Is there any other question? Jose Arce? No, Antonio, you have the floor. This is Antonio speaking. Thank you very much. Well, listening to Jose's suggestion about knowing my commitment as the group coordinator for the rest of December and January, well, I would say that I will be available to keep on being the coordinator of this working group. Indeed, I am still involved with that role. Secondly, I would like to refer to the document that I sent to you. Fatima mentions that we need to review the MOU on the bylaws and some other procedures that we have in Lagrallo. So I would like to emphasize the fact that all that she mentions has to do with corporate governance. So we are not going away or moving away from the objective. This is something very important. It is important to put into practice those concepts for the benefit of Lagrallo so as to be able to generate a document and something that goes beyond that and that can be implemented in Lagrallo. I would like also to refer to something which is very important. This is a working group. I accepted to be the coordinator of this working group. So I consider that from that moment on, we have a secretary, and I will request your collaboration and support So I will assign some tasks to the members so that we all together can move forward and achieve a final result as a group in Lagralo. This is Jose Arce speaking. Antonio, may I have the floor? Antonio, Elena speaking. This is Jose Arce speaking. Jose, you have the floor. This is Jose Arce speaking. I would like to formally start with the agenda, and the first item on this agenda is the group's objective. So I would like you to tell us the objectives of this working group so as to be able to define the framework of this working group. Jose, this is Antonio Medina once again. Well, there was a misunderstanding in a meeting, in a previous meeting, in which we talked about governance and whether it was the internet governance or Lagralo governance. Devan Antilaksin was very clear. He made an observation in this respect, and this observation was reconsidered, and we focused on that to define and apply that concept, which was was Lagralo governance as an organization. So, among the objectives that we are now gathering together, we are now gathering the necessary information so as to be able to carry out the assessments and recommendations necessary in this respect. If we are not gathering information, well, it will be very difficult for us to pave the way and prepare the objectives for Lagralo. So the final objective is to propose an organization ready to face the members' expectations as an organization to have a better performance in the future. This is Jose Arce speaking. Antonio, may I have the floor? Antonio speaking. Jose, you have the floor. Thank you very much, Antonio. This is Jose speaking. Well, now it's very clear the objective, although we need to close the idea of if it is one or several objectives. I would like you to confirm the information that you would like to gather together. What kind of information are we talking about? The survey that you proposed in the previous call is aiming at the gathering of that information. Antonio Medina speaking. As far as the documents is concerned, the documents that we are gathering together, well, these are our tools. We are using the current bylaws, so the tools that allowed us to make decisions, and the time. The memorandum of understanding is also important because we have the mechanisms for accepting new members in Lagralo, or we need to take into account the mechanisms to call the attention of certain organizations which are not participating actively or which are not participating in the calls or the lists. So we have certain procedures that allowed us to be more agile so that we can have different scenarios to concentrate on the activities that are important for us as an organization. So we are now considering Lagralo as an organization that would like to grow up and develop, who needs or which needs active members, representing us before the international community when going to different events, important events related to the internet. And in these events, for example, we are not seeing the participation of our representatives. Yesterday, for example, Nick Aston Haw sent a map in relation to the decision level that are being now made in this meeting in Dubai. And in this map, we have possible definitions of certain countries in terms of certain statements or their interests, but our region appears in gray color, so we do not have a set or a certain position, and we need to pay attention to that. Of course, I do understand that the ones participating there are the government representatives, but based on that, I would like to focus on the fact that we have a working group and that we now have a better synchronization of the group. And I hope that you can contribute to this working group. Now, it's clear that we are working on LACRALO governance and not on Internet governance. So I repeat, we know that. We are talking about LACRALO governance, that is to say, the organization of Latin America and the Caribbean region. And any document that you would like to send us that we can add to this work, well, that would allow us to have a much better deliverable. In terms of or in relation to the survey, well, we carried out a survey, but we didn't send it because there were some last minute changes and they were not applicable to the survey. So next week, if we have clearer information, well, we will be able to send this survey formally to have or to be able to perform a clear assessment. I don't know if we have the results, but this will be delivered as part of the work of the working group. I hope this is clear. We are not going to take or take this survey as something independent, but this will be associated to the final work at the end. Antonio, this is José speaking. May I request the floor? José, you have the floor. This is José speaking. José, I was not able to read this survey, so could you please tell us about the survey?
That's a good question. This is Antonio speaking. But I'm not in front of the computer right now, so I don't really want to answer by heart. I think this was sent to Sylvia Herling so that she could give us an opinion. Do you think, Sylvia, you could help me now with this? Just to comment a little bit about the issues being assessed. This was a multiple selection survey for each question and a multiple choice survey, and each of these issues was applied and people could just make a selection and give their opinions about other issues that could complement the suggested options. So, Sylvia, if you have the survey at hand, could you please go ahead? This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you, Antonio. If you could give me 1 minute. This is José speaking. We are advanced with the time, so perhaps we can go on with the agenda, and then we will discuss this internally. Perhaps you could share this survey with the group, because this survey should have been agreed with the group. I couldn't really see it yet. This is Antonio speaking. We were going to share it with in the rest of the week, but we will then send it so that you can make suggestions. And just to do that before turning it into an optional survey, we want to polish it. We don't know if it's going to be 10 questions, it may be 8, but those are going to be 8 precise questions very related to the work we are developing right now. Sylvia would like to take the floor. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Just to make a clarification, Antonio and I, we were preparing the survey, we were polishing it and adding some more questions. That is why it has not been shared with the group yet, because it is in an elaboration, in a creation phase. So I suppose tomorrow we will be able to share it with the rest of the people. That's all. Thank you. This is Antonio speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Jose, Can you please go on with the rest of the agenda, please? Item 3 says active participation of the group members. If assignments are given to members in specific dates, they should do it with commitment and at a certain time, which is more or less the same as what I said at the beginning regarding the tasks of this group. So, Antonio, now you have the floor. This is Antonio speaking again. As I was saying before, from that moment on, we will ask each of you to have an active participation through some of the communications. I will also ask that you perform certain tasks, that you contribute with certain documents, and we will work as a group, and I will be in charge of coordinating the group. But I will try to do this to the best of my knowledge. This is Jose speaking. Is there anybody else who would like to say something else about item 3, which was, this was the temporary agenda? 1, 2, 3, nothing? Okay. We go then to item number 4. This is Jose speaking again. Antonio speaking, which is item number 4? Item number 4 is a redefinition of La Crallo. Fatima has raised her hand. Both Fatima and Dev has raised his hand. Now Fatima has the floor. Jose speaking, it seems my Adobe has frozen. Now Fatima speaking. This is Fatima speaking. Before we progress, I would like to go back very quickly. I think it's a bit difficult when we haven't really realized what are our objectives. It's difficult to see what is going to be around this. Are we going to focus on the document? This is not clear for me, because it's clear that Antonio said this is the governance of La Crallo. It's La Crallo governance. It's the governance of our organization. We all agree in this. We should put our documents for review, and is this going to be within our group? And if so, this is going to take us more time. It's going to exceed the necessary time for this work group. So the objective perhaps should be focused on showing what are the issues that we need to review and then to create a new working group so that this working group can deal with this review directly. Because in the scarce time we have, we will not be able to produce something concrete. That's the question I ask. This is Antonio speaking. Is that all, Fatima? Fatima speaking. Could you hear what I said? This is Antonio Medina speaking. I would like to ask Fatima if she has a suggestion on the objectives that we should look for in our group, because then it would be one of the tasks that I would suggest that you do, and perhaps you could give us some recommendation in this regard. Fatima speaking again. That's what I said. That's what I'm saying. We should discuss this among all of us, because is this going to be related to a review of the document, or what are we going to do in our group? Because we don't really have time to make a review, to review documents. So perhaps we should state what are the issues that need to be reviewed so that we can then create another group that is specialized in this issue. This is something that we should agree, all of us. This is Antonio speaking. That's correct. So that's what I'm saying. What are the objectives? What are the issues to be dealt with? And then this will be within the objectives, and this will be the recommendations. That is, our working group recommends that certain tasks be done, and so in the future we can possibly create a working group to review the La Crallo bylaws so that you know that we are within an assembly that's still pending, and there are issues that are going to be incorporated into this scenario of rights and duties that the members have. Fatima speaking. I think it's very difficult to progress if we don't really know what is it that we're going to do. This should have been defined a long time ago, and I think today the only issue we can progress on is what is it that we want to do in this work group. Antonio speaking, but you are the co-coordinator in this group, and I need to deliver certain results. but you are not contributing with anything. So I don't really know what to do in this situation, because I should find a support and not a problem to continue. This is Fatima. Can I speak? I don't exercise this, my duty as coordinator, because I wasn't allowed to, and you were not present for a long time. This is Antonio speaking again. You are the co-coordinator, but I haven't really received any communication from you. We are sorry, the speakers overlap. And Fatima speaking, this is not the issue. We should not keep losing our time. Antonio speaking again. You are forcing me to define the objectives, and we just can't really interpret this way. This is Antonio speaking again. This has nothing to do with the corporate government that we should do here. So I ask that you make proposals in this circumstance, because if we need to make results, we should have feedback. This is Fatima speaking again. Can I speak? Can you also hear me? Please calm down, because this is the work that we are all doing as a group. This is not the work of a coordinator or a co-coordinator. This should be defined by all of the group. And the few of us who are present here, these of us are the ones who should define this. I'm not asking you to define this. This is something we should agree among all of us. Antonio speaking again. So then I say that we should at least have a list of 10 objectives, and we shouldn't define 3, and why don't you define the first objective? Fatima speaking, I am saying that we should say if we want or if we do not want to review these documents, because I'm not really understanding this, and it's difficult for me to progress if I don't really know what the objectives are. What is it we want to do? It doesn't really matter if they're not written, but we need to know what we want to do. Antonio speaking again, so what is your proposal as a first objective? Fatima speaking again. Antonio, you're not listening to me. I'm asking, what are the issues that we should review in our documents? Antonio speaking, you are making a suggestion and you are leaving me in limbo. Okay. I would like your suggestion to be more concrete and say, well, listen, Antonio, this one of the objectives is to review the bylaws, and okay, that's one, okay. One objective. But I'm not hearing.
Can I have an intervention, please? So sorry to interrupt.
I'm not hearing anything concrete. Fatima speaking again. Let others speak, because this cannot go on. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Dev has been asking for the floor for a long time. Perhaps he can contribute and can give some input with a few ideas. Maybe we can give him the floor. Dev, now you have the floor.
Thank you, and good afternoon, good evening to everyone. This is Devan Antilakshmi speaking. Might I suggest, I think we seem to have a little difficulty in trying to understand what our objectives are. And without defining our objectives or what we are here to do, it's very hard to see proposed work items to try to solve something which we don't know what we are trying to solve. This is supposed to be the Lakwalo Governance Working Group. So I would suggest, one of the things to suggest is governance is, I understand governance to mean this. It's the process of decision-making and the process by which decisions are implemented or not implemented. So I would suggest that, and I suspect one of the biggest challenges or problems we face is that we do not understand our governance structure as is right now. So I would suggest that the way forward would be to document how our governance process as we are implementing it now, as what is how it's supposed to be as per the bylaws, etc. Review, I guess. Also, then the second step would be to is this governance structure working, and then. A third, then also, what ideals are we seeking in terms of governance? I mean, there's several key characteristics regarding good governance. There's participation by everyone involved in the organization, rule of law, transparency, responsiveness. you know, that, you know, consensus oriented, and so forth. So, but I think we have to start to understand what we're doing first, and what we want to change first before we actually propose changes. So we have to understand where we are now, produce a document that shows exactly how the governance structure works, and then see, is this governance structure, well, why do we feel that this is not working? And then this should give us ideas as what we should do. Thank you.
This is Antonio speaking. Thank you, Dev. I think that the previous meeting, you were very clear, and you showed us a path that will allow us to understand the work that we're going to do. But it's not an easy work. This is a pretty complex work that requires information, and we need to be very careful at the time of delivering results. Is there anybody else who'd like to make another comment? This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking, who stating he would like to take the floor. So, Sergio, you have the floor. This is Sergio speaking. I have two or perhaps three issues I would like to talk about. First, we are working in between friends. So let's try not to yell at each other and not... Well, we are working and just devoting a lot of time to this, but we should then, if possible, try to agree and reach a consensus, or at least to try not to say things that do not really correspond to a working group. My second point is what to do. We apologize, Sergio, it's very unclear. This is Silvia Herling speaking. Sergio, we cannot really hear you because we can't really understand what you're saying. Sergio speaking now. Now we are hearing you okay. I think we won't be able to have an in-depth work, but we will actually need to make a diagnosis and then call another group, perhaps a work group that will require time, and then we will need to see what are all the tools we need for our governance. So, firstly, we should create a document that is more related to a prognosis and devote time to it. I think this is essential. If we progress on other kinds of issues, we will not reach anything, and I don't really understand what Fatima is saying. Even though she may not agree with the form, well, I do agree with what she's saying. So, we apologize, we can't really understand, Sergio. We should have all some more time, and I make my own mea culpa on this, because I do commit to work from now until Christmas, even if it's necessary, but we should end this as early as possible and see what the situation is like in Lacrallo. And so the chair should call a meeting, should call a group to work on this, and I just say that I am available. This is Jose speaking. Thank you. Jose would like to take the floor. Antonio saying, is there anybody else who'd like to say something else? Jose, you have the floor. This is Jose speaking. Antonio, can you hear me? Yes, we do hear you. Jose speaking again. First, I would like to propose Fatima to be a co-coordinator in the group. So, Fatima, if you don't mind, I would like to work side by side with Antonio on this issue, and this is a very important group, so this is my first issue. Second point is items 4 and 5 in the agenda were proposed by me in a private email, and this is oriented to what Dev said. And so if you need to talk about points 4 and 5, you actually need to talk about points 4 and 5, but we are just 1 minute on to end this teleconference. So I propose that in the minute we have, we should agree what is the next step forward and that we can progress in that sense. Antonio speaking. Jose, do you have any suggestion on this that you're questioning? What do you suggest as a step forward? I think that what Dev says is very important. He has given us light on the three issues that we should focus on. This is Jose speaking again. These items were on the agenda as well, Antonio. It was just a question of reaching those items on the agenda. I don't really know what your question is. Antonio speaking. Well, because this is your question, my question is, do you have any suggestion of what are the steps forward? Jose saying this is just a suggestion. Antonio speaking again. It is my work as a coordinator of the group, so I will propose a meeting with you so that we can do this through Skype and that we can work on those days. We know that this is the time, holiday time, but if there are documents, we will ask them and we will send the necessary and pertinent information. Jose speaking again. Can I take the floor? It's 8 p.m. and I need to go. I apologize. We will be just in touch through emails and chat and lists, etc. Thank you and goodbye. Antonio speaking. Before ending this meeting, I would like to know how is it that I can have access to the record of this meeting so that I can follow exactly what each of you has contributed. Perhaps you can send the minutes of these meetings. Yes, this is Silvia speaking. We will place the minutes of this meeting immediately on the Wiki webpage, as well as the recording of this meeting, which will be available probably tomorrow or at the latest, the day after tomorrow, so that you can listen to it. Thank you, Silvia. This is Antonio speaking. Thank you all for your time. Thank you all for your contributions. I hope Fatima will excuse me as well. What we are trying to do here is to look for results, and perhaps the situation today is a call to work as a group and to be able to deliver results for the regions that are beneficial for all the groups. Thank you for your attendance. This is Fatima speaking. Antonio, can you please allow me to say something about something that Jose said? I would like to go away as a coordinator, and I agree that Jose will be here in that place. I just needed to contribute. I will continue giving my input to the group. I agree with what you said. It is a group where we should all collaborate. I agree in full with that, and I do my own mea culpa if I didn't really contribute enough. Now, I do have time, and I will. And on the other hand, I also agree with what Sergio said. This is something that I did before. In the very little time we have, it's easier if we can recognize what we need to modify and then to create the necessary group. So this also has to be within our objectives and within the work modality that we have. That's all. Thank you. This is Antonio speaking again. Thank you, Fatima. What you said was very important. Now, thank you all for your time, and have a good day.
Thank you, everyone, and season's greetings, Merry Christmas, and as well to the interpreters. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dev. This is Veronica, the interpreter, and Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be on. You'll be hear you on a few more calls before then. But
sure.
Bye. Have a good evening and a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Bye bye.